don't know. Many saints, many saintly people and saints who lived their lives in obscurity, who followed Christ in a way that didn't become known by the rest of the world. But nonetheless, what they did was they brought about more fully in their lives and the lives of those around them the kingdom of God. And that's what he calls each and every one of us to. I had a professor in seminary that if you made a comment about, oh, you know, I'm never going to be a saint or anything like that, he would actually kind of get angry. Because while it may be a humble thing in terms of looking at our own lives and saying, okay, I'm a sinful person, it sells short the fact of what God can do in us if we allow him. It's interesting. The word saint is used a couple different ways in the scriptures. One is the way it's used with St. Paul, with talking about the saints that have come before. But it's also used in terms of all of us. Each and every one of us has been called by God, has been baptized and chrismated, have died with Christ, have risen again with Christ, and have been called to unite ourselves to Christ, have been called to be holy. Holy means literally set apart. God has done that. When we were baptized, when we were chrismated, we were set apart from the world. God has called us out of the world to live to him, to live saintly lives, to put our life aside for him. Christ has some very, very strong words in the gospel today about not putting our families first, but putting him first. And this is something, it's a very difficult word. There's so many things that Christ say that you can gloss over or you can write off and you can say, oh, he didn't really mean that. But in this case, he really did. We've been sanctified, we've been put aside, and that means we're put aside to love God and to love those around us. And we can't really know what love for those around us is if we don't understand the love that God gives and the love that we should return to him. God loves us so much that Christ lowered himself, put on man, became man, was incarnate, and lived a life in which he was ridiculed and mocked and ultimately beat and hung on a cross. He loves us so much that he did that for us, that he came and he died for us. And he, as it says in the scriptures, that even while we were still sinners, that he did this, that he loves us so much that it's not based on what we do or who we are or anything like that, but it's just based on his great love for us. And so being set apart is recognizing that we should not conform ourselves to the ways of this world in which there are so many things that are seen as being important that really are not. Being rich, being famous, being beautiful, any of those things, being successful, those things aren't what God calls us to. He calls us to be saints. He calls us to be set aside. He calls us to love him and to serve him. And the way in which we can love our fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters and children and husbands and wives in Christ is by loving him, by recognizing that great love that he gives to us and seeking to love him and to love those around us with that selfless love that he loves us with. That's what it is to be a saint. Not all the saints are miracle workers. Not all the saints are martyrs who died for their faith. Not all the saints are, certainly not all the saints are clergy. But all the saints had one thing in common, and that is, as St. Paul tells us, they kept their eyes on Christ. They persevered and ran the race and kept their eyes on Christ. And they allowed him to do that which he wants to do in all of us, which is help us in our repentance so we can put aside those things that weigh us down, those sins that weigh us down and that keep us from following Christ, and filling us with himself. So that St. Paul says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And that is what it means to be a saint, is to so put aside the sin that keeps us from him, and to so put aside our own will, seeking only his, so that it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And that is what our salvation is being united to Christ. And it's through that that we'll truly learn to love God and to love one another and live a saintly life, so that as St. Seraphim of Sarov have said, thousands around us will be saved. Acquire the Holy Spirit. Acquire inner peace, and thousands around you will be saved. And that's what we celebrate today. That's what we commemorate in all the saints. And that's what we seek ourselves as well. To put aside ourselves, to put aside our wills, our sins, so that Christ may live in us, to his glory, that of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.